The eighth bracha of the Amida is Rifa'enu. Chachameinu tell us that it's the eighth bracha, just like Mila is performed on the eighth day. So the simple explanation is that the first time a Jewish child needs to have refuah is so early in life, beginning with the Mila he has on his eighth day of life. So therefore it's important for the placement of this bracha to be number eight. But of course there's much more than that to this idea. And that is that Mila represents something that's beyond that which is what we call the natural, the norm, the created world left alone to run by itself, to be self-perpetuating. Mila represents that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants is for us to recognize that the Jewish people are supposed to be beyond the natural world, that we are supposed to be able to transcend the natural world, and that He in turn is going to treat us in a supernatural way. Mila represents something beyond seven. Seven represents, the Maharal teaches us, nature, the world created in 7 days. Eight takes us beyond nature. Eight takes us beyond the realm of the natural. In everything physically created, there are six dimensions, left, right, front, back, up, down, and the center, which is considered its seventh point. Once you get beyond that into the supernatural, something outside of the natural world, you reach the concept of eight. So therefore, Rifa'enu Hashem v'nei Rafei is the eighth bracha, because what we're going to see is that this bracha is discussing how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Rafei and can and should please help us in a way that's beyond the natural, beyond that which we would call teva, the natural way of healing. And that's why it's eight, and that's the meaning of comparing it to Mila, because the whole point of Mila is that if man is tethered and held back by the limitations of his own flesh, Mila represents the fact that we can go beyond that representation of being just plain. We can take off a piece of the flesh which represents transcending the limitation of our flesh, transcending the limitation of our earthly ways, desires, limited capacities, and we can become much more and be greater and be spiritual and be truly the Tzelem Elohim as HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us. That also, in turn, as I said before, means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will respond in kind, and He will also treat us in a way that's beyond nature. If we can, and we often succeed in becoming getlich, in becoming godly, transcending the flesh and human nature, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will treat us that way as well. That's the meaning of comparing it to Mila, and why the bracha is the eighth bracha in the position of eight, like Mila is on the eighth day. Now, the words Rifa'enu Hashem v'nei Rafei, like all the other brachos, are in the plural. Slach lanu avinu kichatanu. Re'ena v'anyenu. See our afflictions and challenges. The bracha following Rifa'enu, Barech aleinu. Bless us with a blessed year and with crops and with bounty and with plenty. It's all about Klal Yisrael. We're not davening just for ourselves. And that's the beauty of the Jewish people, that we are a unit and we are for and with each other. And in the case of refuah particularly, we daven for everybody in Klal Yisrael to have a refuah. We should be a strong and healthy nation. One of the great accomplishments of Matan Torah, Chachameinu teach us, was that because we were given Torah, we were necessarily all healed. Everyone at Har Sinai was a whole person, whole in spirit and whole in body. Because it is necessarily the case that the Torah nation is a nation of health, of vigor. So therefore, as a nation, we want to be well. Note that the one time when the Jewish people were in a completely unified state, Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Ahar, was at Matan Torah. That means that for us to achieve not only Kabbalah Satorah, but the healing that took place at Matan Torah. The healing that took place at Matan Torah was achieved because we were one with each other. If I have something that hurts and my fellow Jew feels that pain and senses, I hurt, I am not well. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's a unified people. A unified people is a people where if someone is chayla, I'm a chayla. If someone's not well, I'm not well. I'm bound up with the other person so definitively that if she's not well, I'm not well. If I'm not well, chas v'shalom, she's not well, God forbid. So where the pasuk in Yirmiyah reads, Rifa'enu ve'erafei, because that's how an individual is disposed to think about it, perhaps, when it comes to acting for the sake of Klal Yisrael, which is how we daven always for the sake of the Klal. So Chachamenu said, we're going to use the same kind of expression, putting two refuas with Hashem in the middle, Rifa'enu Hashem v'nei rafei, but it's going to be in the plural. And Hashem, which is the name of Rachamim, is nestled right in the middle, making it clear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has on all sides of him, all around him, Rachamim. You remember, Yudke Vavke is the name of creation, and the name of creation of Rachamim. Bereshis Bara Elohim, that the original conception was, well, let all of the world be accountable, and let din, let strict judgment and gvura prevail. But that's not going to last. So it's the case that the Torah says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately created Hashem Elohim, B'yem Asayis Hashem Elohim, it was Hashem, and Midas HaRachamim of Hashem Yudke Vavke, that could give the world the ability to exist, to survive. So we say, Rifa'enu Hashem V'nei Rafei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is surrounded, if you will, with Refuah, because if he is the source of Rachamim, and he's the source of creation and the source of sustenance of creation. Remember, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name of Yudke Vavke, from the word Hove, means that everything continues to exist. Life, every breath is made possible because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, let creation be sustained. Let there be life. Let there be the breath of life for each of us. So we surround the word Hashem with Refuah, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a Merachem is the one who is Merape. He is the Reife at all times. All around him is Refuah. It's also a way of saying, Refa'enu Hashem, you heal us, V'nei Rafei, then we'll be healed. Because if we turn into all any other means of Refuah, it's not going to work. If we rely on any other source of Refuah, it's not going to be as good. It won't be as reliable. And it's important for us to know when we have to turn to a doctor, Chalila, we have to know the Raife is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Raife is the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's how we are going to be healed. The same two kinds of machlos in two different people. This one has machla A, the other one has machla B, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu can decide that this same medicine that is supposed to work for one should work for the other. More commonly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would say, they have the exact same machla, chas v'shalom, we shouldn't talk about it, but maybe the same exact medicine will work for person A and not work for person B. There are times, however, as we said, that in the first instance, someone gets an idea from a doctor who says, well, try X, which normally doesn't work for that. And it works. So why did it work? So there may be some obscure scientific explanation. There usually is. But nevertheless, that typically works only for a different kind of situation. And here it worked for this particular patient. Of course, there's some kind of a scientific explanation that one out of every so many and so many cases, somehow it does work. But who decided that this should be the one case out of 100 where such a normally non-therapeutic effort should be therapeutic and should work? Who decided that? HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that. And obviously in the second case, which we discussed, Chas V'Shalom, when you know you have a refuah beduka where people commonly are healed and you know 80%, 90% are able to have successful healing with a particular medicine and one person doesn't and another person doesn't. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided for whatever reason. So who's the true Rofe? Obviously, the true Rofe is the Ribbono Shel Olam. And we have to keep that in mind. We have to understand that we're not relying on miracles. So we go to a doctor. The doctor and what the doctor has to say and what he advises or she advises is shlichus. It's the means through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu will, Emir Tzishem, heal. But the healing comes from Hashem. We have to understand it so deeply. The more we understand it, the more we believe it, the more it's a part of our response, God forbid, in a moment of weakness or illness. To that extent, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, you're calling on me. If you're calling on the doctor, so rely on the doctor. But if you're calling upon me, well, then I'm being called upon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I have no choice. I have to make house calls. So, it's a powerful way of saying it. Rafeinu Hashem. V'nei Rafe. Then we will have refuah. Because we know and understand that if we go to the best doctors and use the most modern medicines, they may not work if you don't want them to. So many times we know of cases in which a person goes to a doctor and he or she finds themselves in a situation with complications that most of the patients don't have. 90% of the time, this is just fine, the procedure works, or the surgery is successful. But there are some times when there are complications. Why should there be, in one case, complications, and in another case, somehow things go so smoothly? Who decides that? How does that happen? Refeinu Hashem, please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you do the refuah v'nei refe. Hoshi'enu, v'nivoshe'a. The question is, what is this Yeshua here? And the Yeshua here is, in simple understanding and pshat of our davening, we're talking about something that's even more severe. We're talking about something which might be critically important. That is where a person is very ill and there's a sakana to life itself. So refe'enu Hashem v'nei refe'i, all kinds of refuah. Who doesn't need a refuah of some kind for something at some point in life? But then, Hoshi'enu, we ask for a little bit more. Please help us. V'nivasheya, and then we will have help, we will have salvation. We're talking then about someone who might be very, very ill, whose life might be in danger. So that's the next level. We always ask first for a little bit, and then we ask for a bit more. So that's why Refa'enu starts with, please send us refuah. Hoshi'enu, if we need, and if there are Yidden who are in desperately, sadly, difficult and dangerous conditions medically, please help and save. And then we say, because it's you who are praised for being the one who heals. And we sang that out in the Shira. We recognized you at Shiras Hayom, and immediately after Shiras Hayom, which was Shira and Tishbacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shevach and Shira of Hashem, immediately thereafter, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kol HaMachla Shesamti B'Mitzrayim Loi Asim Alecha, if you're going to do my mitzvahs and my simtayim, all of what happened to Egypt, none of that which afflicted them will afflict you. Ki Ani Hashem Raifecha. It was immediately after Shira Sayyam. So apparently there's a relationship between praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu and praising Him for being the one to help us, save us, heal us, cure us, and Him bringing the refuah, which cures us. It's almost as if we're saying, I've always praised you, we have always praised you, we've never thanked so grandiosely, we've never offered such praise to any other source of healing but you. It's not as if we trusted or turned in trust or thanks to anyone else. So is a little bit of a way of saying, haven't we always trusted in you, and don't we always thank you? Haven't we always praised you for being the one to save and heal and help? We have. Well, then, could you please continue? It's a little bit of that kind of a way of urging HaKadosh Baruch Hu to remember, we've not trusted elsewhere, we've not thanked others. We've not given thanks to others but you. So, wouldn't it be nice if you heal and help again, and we can praise you more and again? V'hale refua shalema l'chol makoseinu. Now, hale means to lift, to place something upon something else. So, literally, you know, it's like you would say, I put a salve on a wound. I put a source of healing on an illness. But it also means to take that which is a positive, which is the potential for refuah, to lift it, meaning to give it a place in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's priorities, and to give it and grant it the holy status that it will have when it brings refuah. So, Ha'alei refuah shleim l'chol makaseinu. Remember, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu grants refuah, that refuah is now going to be something so holy, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's granting it. It's medicine and a medicinal effect created, effected by HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And it's ultimately, it's the good, the refuah, vanquishing, conquering the negative, the evil, the malady or the illness. Ha'alei refuah shalema. Lift up the good, bring up the great spiritual value which is your Yeshua, and cause it to surmount the illness, conquer the illness, rise above, and then put out and away and completely obliterate the pain, the illness, the suffering. Ha'alei refuah shalema l'chol makaseinu. To all that afflicts us. To every makah. Now, a makah implies that the illness has been subjectively experienced by those who are ill, because a Kadosh Baruch Hu has struck them. Remember that Makkah means, as we say in Malkus, the Masechta that deals with Malkus is Maseches Makkos. So Makoseinu doesn't just mean illness, it means that with which we have been struck. Now, that which we have been struck with is our human frailties. Nothing happens to a human being. Nothing. Without HaKadosh Baruch Hu deciding this is what this person has to experience. And if it's a negative experience of illness, so then the person is being chalila struck with an illness. Now, hopefully it's something that they will overcome, they will be well, it's passing, they will have a refuah, but they are, at least temporarily, being smitten. They're being struck. That's the expression that we use in English as well. So many people are stricken by the flu every winter. Such and such a person was, you know, struck down by such and such an illness, le'aleinu, right? So that's the expression we use in English as well. But to say that it's a makkah is to say humbly at this point in the bracha that we understand that it's a makkah which this person or that the people in Klal Yisrael who are not well, it's a makkah that has been received, that's being suffered. Unfortunately, at the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is there any other source of a makkah but HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The only source of the makkah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now we can really appreciate Halei Refuah Shalema, meaning bring up, conjure up, raise up the holy solution, the holy Refuah, the Yeshua of Hashem, which is so good, and heal us of all of the makaisenu, of all that which has been brought down upon us, with all of what we have been stricken because of whatever calculations you make, Hashem, whatever need there is for me to have, for any Yid Chalila to have to be struck with a makkah, whether it be Yisurin Shel Ahava, or whether it be, as is probably more common, that the person needs to be corrected in his or her ways, and there is a punitive aspect to the reason why the person's not well. But raise the Refuah Shalema above all these makkahs, healing all of the makos, kikel melech, roifei, nemon verachamon ata. The malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so powerful as to obtain over all of nature. There's nothing that can stop kel melech. Remember, kel means all capable, omnipotence. A melech that's omnipotent, who is in control of all of creation and of all of the universe, can be the Raifei, Ne'aman, who we can trust, V'rachaman, who is so merciful. The idea of Raifei, Ne'aman, V'rachaman is because when the Torah describes in the Teichacha, Chaloim, Ro'im, V'ne'amanim, the Torah describes illnesses that are ne'emonim, meaning that if God forbid they are sent, they are going to really hurt, and they will be paying us back as HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants them to pay us back. They are sure to do the damage that HaKadosh Baruch Hu destines them to do. So if that's how Chaloyim Ro'im are described, to counter the Chaloyim Ro'im, we have Hashem being called the Rachman, the one who is merciful, as opposed to the Ro'im, the evil of the illnesses. V'ne'amonim, and he is a Raifei Ne'amon. So Raifei Ne'amon, as opposed to bringing Chaloim Ne'amonim, Rachman Ota, as opposed to Chaloim Ro'im. Because if you want a Kadosh Baruch Hu, all that which you bring upon us, if we only recognize that it's you who has brought it, and that we are to do teshuva, and that you want us to come closer to you, and daven more, and believe in you more, and trust in you more, so we're doing that, So therefore, please heal us. Baruch atah Hashem, Reifei Chaylei Amo Yisrael. It's interesting that here we invoke the fact that we are Yisrael. As we related earlier, there's something different about Yisrael. Other people, of course, are going to be healed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but there's something different about Yisrael. The promise of Ki Ani Hashem Reifecha, according to some Mefarshim, is that there won't be malachim. If I'm going to heal, I will heal directly. I can heal through malachim, but I can also heal directly. And if a person who is a Jewish man or woman is worthy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I won't just heal sending shluchim and using malachim. I will heal. I will heal, and I will heal immediately, and I will heal myself. Who knows how many times a person doesn't even know that they have a malady. For all we know, it's happened to us that we are already chalila, not well. There's something, a viral infection that could chas v'shalom come out and affect a vital organ, and the virus is within our system, and then it becomes somehow not a problem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides, let it not afflict this person. Let this viral infection be fought off by the body successfully. Scientifically, we know what goes on. The number of negative viri, bacterial agents that we are in contact with in our mouths, in our bodies, and that they are truly, miraculously taken care of by the human body. So when we say Rifa'enu, all of us, we mean all of us. And we are talking about the Jewish people where, as we said in the very beginning, there's something outside of Teva that we're talking about here in Rifa'enu. We're talking about a Rufua that's not like the Rufua of Reifei Kolbasar U'mafli Lasais. One of the explanations of the difference between how we conclude the, you know, Ashe Yotzar versus how we conclude Rifa'enu, where in Ashe Yotzar we say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Reifei Kol Basar, U'mafli La'asais. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Reifei of all flesh. And here, when it comes to our davening, we're davening as Jews who are davening for each other and are davening as a nation, where we are asking for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to treat us with a refua that might be beyond the natural teva of refua, outside of the natural forces, greater than natural forces. That's Amo Yisrael. And as we said before, not necessarily through malachim and through agencies, but rather through a more direct effect of Hashem bringing refua himself. In the natural process of refuah, in the natural process of reifei kol basar u'mafli la'asois, Rabbi Chaim Berlin explained, based on the Gemara in Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Hei, a machla is told to afflict a human being for a certain amount of time and to a certain degree of severity, and then to begin to become better and to be healed, and the person should be healed of this illness by a certain date, and that's Reifei Kol Basar U'mafli La'asais. That the machla should not be as severe, that the person should have healing earlier, that's what we daven for, Reifei Chaylei Amo Yisrael. That's the difference. That's a refuah, we're asking for it to be milder, and the refuah to come sooner and more surely. And that's the nusach of the bracha of Rifa'enu. We're asking for something that's outside of Teva, let alone that we should have refuah within Teva, but even that we should have what you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, can provide. Refuah that would be even greater and rise up and above the natural processes and grant refuah to all of the Chayle Amo Yisrael.